T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. It is 7:58. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, June 1st. We'll be taking a look at the debt ceiling and budget cut package vote.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We've had a few hit-and-miss showers and thunderstorms across south-central Kansas this week, but do we finally see a better chance of rain today? We'll talk about that in our forecast here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, we have scattered light rain. It is 70 degrees here on this Thursday morning. After sailing through the House of Representatives on a bipartisan vote, the debt ceiling and budget cuts package now going to the U.S. Senate. Kansas Senator Dr. Roger Marshall talks about he's confident that the debt limit package will move forward.
We've got a lot of work to do. This bill is going to get through so all the markets can settle down. This bill is going to get through, but I'm not at all satisfied that we are where we need to be. We can't just keep kicking this can down the road.
And that's Kansas Senator Roger Marshall talking on Fox Business's Mornings with Maria. The new I-135 ramp opened up yesterday, connecting to I-235 at the North Junction in Wichita. Kansas Department of Transportation engineer Nick Squires says the $13.5 million bridge is designed to reduce congestion and improve safety for drivers.
I hope easier commuting wherever they're going, home, and also safety as it improves the geometrics of this location. They're starting to work down at 96 with removing some of the ramps and the bridges, working on the bridges over the railroad, and just starting the beginning phases of that.
And he adds this project has been in the works since the late 1990s. Vandals set a fire at Wichita's Ailey Swimming Pool, which is now closed for repairs. This all happened before 1 in the morning yesterday in the 1800 block of South Seneca. The vandals got into the pool area by cutting the gate with a grinder. Damage estimated at $53,000. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple says it's disappointing to see this damage.
A hit on the confidence that families have and be able to take advantage of these assets that they paid for, that we've all paid for if you live in the city of Wichita. And to watch just the result of some really bad actors and how that's going to have a ripple effect, not just on our budget, but also on our kids, it's just terrible.
And the fire damaged a half dozen sunshades and about 30 pool chairs. So far, no arrests have been made. There are media reports that Justice Department prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of former President Donald Trump from after he left office, in which he talks about holding on to a classified document related to a potential attack on Iran. CNN first reported that Trump suggested on the recording that he wanted to share with others information from the document, but that he knew there were limitations about his ability to declassify records after he left office. The comments on the recording were made 2 years ago at his golf club in New Jersey. The list of candidates running for mayor of Wichita is growing bigger. City Council member Brian Fry and the current mayor, Brandon Whipple, both filed to run this week. Lily Wu filed last week. And other candidates do include Julie Stroud, Jared Cirullo, Sheila Davis, Tom Kane, Celeste Russitz, and Anthony Gallardo. Today is the deadline to file to run for mayor of Wichita in the upcoming election. A Wichita man has been charged with murder. 24-year-old Angel Lara has been charged with the murder of 31-year-old Chance Martin, also of Wichita. Police say Martin got into a fight with Lara and another person. That led to Lara allegedly pulling out a gun and shooting Martin last month. Lara is out of jail on a $150,000 bond. His next court date is 2.5 weeks away. Should you evacuate when they tell you to if a hurricane is coming toward you? And NASA is still collecting info on UFOs. Full weather forecast is on the way as well. KNSS News Time is 8:03. It's 8:07 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today marks the beginning of the Atlantic hurricane season. One survey shows some people just don't take it seriously.
AAA's annual hurricane survey shows 1 in 4 Floridians would ignore evacuation warnings. Spokesman Mark Jenkins says after Hurricane Ian devastated the Fort Myers area last year, he expected more people to say they would heed the warnings. Among the reasons people would stay, 40% want to be there to fix any damage, 30% said they can't bring their pets or have no safe option for them, and 22% believe the storm will change course. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
NASA looking at better ways to collect data on UFOs.
We call them UFOs. NASA calls them Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, or UAP. The space agency held a public meeting to help scientists determine the best way to collect data on these mysterious objects. Here's Daniel Evans with NASA's Science Mission Directorate.
The primary objective of this incredible team of experts is not to go back and look at grainy footage of UAPs, but rather to give us a roadmap to guide us for future analysis.
NASA hopes this public hearing will reduce the stigma associated with reporting UAPs. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Traffic right now here in the Wichita area. Well, we've still got some scattered showers out there, although some of those areas where we've been getting scattered showers have been getting them for quite some time now, and so we are starting to see some fairly wet roadways right now, especially in the northwest part of the city. In fact, we have the report of a slide-off. It's traffic accident. I-235, it's at the ramp to K-96. One vehicle involved in that, and it's been reported as a slide-off. One vehicle southbound I-235's ramp to K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Thursday morning as we begin the month of June. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The first of several disturbances are now moving into south-central Kansas. And we are already seeing some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms develop. A better chance of rain into the afternoon with a high 81. Another system arrives tonight. Showers and a few storms, our low 66. Rain off and on during the day Friday with a high 84. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we have some scattered light rain. It is 70 degrees here on this Thursday morning as we begin the month of June. 8:09 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We just heard a little bit about that panel that NASA held. It's a kind of a first-of-its-kind public meeting on the study of UFOs, and that a report is coming out. And let's get more on this from Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz in the nation's capital. And NASA, usually very close-lipped about this through the years, but now they're kind of adopting a policy of Ryan talking about it anyway.
That's right, Ted, because, you know, this is actually a historical public meeting because it was the first time they were ever having a public meeting on something like this. So certainly it definitely rung a lot of bells for a lot of those reasons. But also, I think this issue has come a little bit more into the limelight because of the Chinese spy balloon incidents, another unidentified flying objects that were seen flying in U.S. skies that were ultimately shot down by the military.
All right, what's the new term for UFO that I'm supposed to get used to now?
It's unidentified anomaly. Oh, gosh, I don't have the word right in front of me. I apologize. I'm driving right now. But it's a UAP is pretty much going to be the new acronym that they're using.
And why are we changing the acronym?
All right. So an unidentified flying object, there's most of the time they're able to you know, identify it through, you know, scientific reasoning. This is where if they don't have any evidence to really prove or aren't able to explain what it is seen in the sky. So, you know, if you look at the Chinese spy balloon as well as those other objects, you know, they were able to determine that those are balloons. So ultimately, they're still unidentified flying objects. But when it comes to these, you know, these are a phenomenon that they just don't know about.
And okay, thus the change. And I know anytime you have a hearing or a meeting and it's open to the public, I mean, some people get excited because they think, wow, we're going to find all about these people from outer space and creatures that have come to visit us. Yeah. No, isn't it usually a lot of bureaucratic ho-hum?
Yeah, certainly. And with this one, you know, they haven't made any recommendations to NASA yet, but they are releasing a report in July where there could be some recommendations on how they move forward with this on there. So, yeah, certainly. I mean, there was no confirmation that there's aliens out there or that they were going to be invaded within the next 10 days. But, you know, this is certainly something that has a lot of interest from the American public. But whether or not it's totally entertaining for everyone, obviously, that's up for them to decide.
Is it NASA that's coming out with the report in July?
Yes, it's NASA, and they're also kind of working with the Department of Defense, or I should say it's 16 researchers that have been hired by NASA as well as the Department of Defense and the Federal Aviation Administration. And Scott Kelly, who's a pretty well-known astronaut and fighter pilot, is going to be one of the leaders on that panel.
Okay. Ryan, how are things in the nation's capital today?
Oh, well, it was quite a day the last couple of days, hasn't it been?
Yeah.
You know, the House passing the debt ceiling bill kind of leaves that up to the Senate, and we're expecting that vote, I believe, tomorrow. But so far, it's been a pretty quiet day in D.C.
All right. Well, I'll let you take advantage of it then. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
Sounds good, Ted. Thank you.
That's Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz talking to us from D.C. today about that NASA public meeting ahead of that UFO study and report coming out later in the summer. Thank you, Ryan. It is 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, here on this first day of June, as we're getting this month underway. A couple of birthdays today. Comedian Amy Schumer is 42 years old today. And singer Pat Boone is still out there crooning and doing whatever he does. Singer Pat Boone is 89 today.
Wow.
And too bad that Steve McIntosh is not here from Steve and Ted in the Morning, because Steve, I believe, has twice encountered Pat Boone.
Really?
During the course of their careers.
Huh.
Yeah, Steve, in fact, did some sort of opening speech for Pat Boone when he appeared here in town at some event.
Huh.
All right, so there's a couple of birthdays today for you. It was 490 years ago on this day, the year 1533, Anne Boleyn was crowned Queen Consort of England. She was the second wife of King Henry VIII.
Yes.
Tended to pile up brides
in
rapid fashion.
She was the second, but definitely not the final.
No. We had one of the world's biggest known actors died 80 years ago today. It was 80 years ago today, 1943, a civilian flight from Portugal to England was shot down by Germany during World War II. All 17 aboard were killed. One of those who died was actor Leslie Howard. Of course, played Ashley Wilkes in Gone with the Wind.
Yep.
Got an Oscar nomination. And very well known back in his day in the 1930s and into the 40s. But he died in that plane crash during the war. Leslie Howard. That was 80 years ago on this day. 8:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Professor George Gao, the former head of China's Center for Disease Control, emphasized in a BBC podcast this week that nothing should be ruled out in the search for the origins of COVID-19. China does maintain that the virus originated from bats, but scientists across the globe are now recognizing the potential of a lab leak. Dr. Gao, or Professor Gao, is the highest-ranking Chinese government official to float the lab leak theory. Despite China's denial, Professor Gao suggests some kind of formal investigation was conducted at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, indicating the government may have taken the theory more seriously than official statements imply. Professor Gao also acknowledging that he has not personally seen the scientific results, but that he has heard that the lab was given a clean bill of health. Additionally, Singapore-based scientist Wang Linfa, who visited the WIV during the start of the outbreak back in January of 2020, mentions concerns raised by a colleague about a lab leak at the time, but later sample analysis found no further evidence suggesting that claim. Overall, these insights from Professor Gao and Linfa, scientist Linfa, underscore the need for further investigation, as here we are 3 years later and we're still trying to figure out the true origins of COVID-19. Maybe we'll never know, but there's still a lot of talk about how that all started and wrecked our world for a couple of years.
Yeah.
8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. More spam is eaten in Hawaii than any other state.
They love their spam.
Hawaiians devour 7 million cans of spam every year.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's where it's popular. That's where your spam is going. I've just got factoids, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is there a desk full of candy on the floor of the U.S. Senate? Have you ever heard about this?
No, that I don't.
It's a candy desk tradition that was started in 1968 by California Senator George Murphy. He kept sweet treats in his desk, despite the fact that there's a rule of no eating on the Senate floor. But in his honor, there's a desk full of candy there on the floor of the U.S. Senate, and I think senators tend to break the rule and delve into that.
Head on over there and grab
if they have to.
Fun-sized Twix.
keep their sugar high going. It is 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's check in, see what's going on in sports. And we'll start out with college softball, where the honors just keep rolling in for Shocker shortstop Sydney McKinney, one of the elite players in the nation this past year. And it's no surprise when we find out twice already this week. She's named a different list as a first-team All-American by District 1 Softball and by the NFCA. First-team All-American honors come in for the shortstop, Sydney McKinney, and why not? She leads the nation with a .520 batting average, and she piled up 103 base hits this season, also leading the nation in that category. The great Sydney McKinney, first-team All-American honors pouring in for her. Minor league baseball last night downtown at Riverfront Stadium. The Wichita Wind Surge taking on the first-place Tulsa Drillers, the top team in the league, in fact. Wichita blew a 6-0 lead in the game one of this series. And once again, Wichita had a big sixer early on, a 6-run bottom of the third inning for Wichita. And a lot of those runs came in on one swing, a grand slam home run from Junior Severino, the Wichita third baseman. He has driven in 32 runs on the season. He has 12 home runs. That's tied for second in the Texas League. As Wichita gets the win over Tulsa, 7-2, snapping Tulsa's 7-game winning streak. And Wichita and Tulsa have now split the first two games of this 6-game series at home at Riverfront Stadium. Same two teams tonight. On Thursday nights, of course, Wichita is not the Wind Surge. They are the Turbo Tubs in their alternate gear. Turbo Tubs and the Tulsa Drillers, 7:05 tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Let's go to Major League Baseball yesterday, where the Cincinnati Reds were in Fenway Park taking on the last-place Boston Red Sox. Tight game. This would come down to a big home run for the Reds for their first baseman, a guy that was just playing for the Wichita Wind Surge last summer. Now he's doing great things in the lineup for the Reds. The action on Bally Sports.
Steer in the air, pummels it to left center. It's a home run over the monster, and the Reds' first lead of the night. Steer's team-leading eighth bomb.
Leads the Reds in home runs. How about that? Spencer Steer, that big two-run home run. The Reds win in Boston, beat the Red Sox 5-4. In the last week, Spencer Steer has a .483 on-base percentage. So he's getting the job done. By the way, with that win by the Reds, they win that series against the Boston Red Sox. The last time the Reds won a series against the Red Sox was the 1975 World Series.
I hadn't even been born yet.
Long, long ago. The Carlton Fisk home run. Yeah. So that's the last time the Reds beat the Red Sox in a series until that win last night by the Reds. By the way, Cincinnati has won 5 in a row. They are red hot. Yeah. Playing some good baseball right now. And another major league note from another former Wichita Wind Surge player. Louis Varland was the starting pitcher last night for Minnesota. The Twins on the road in Houston. And Varland was just on point. He went seven scoreless innings. All he gave up were four singles as the Twins beat the Astros 8-2. 25-year-old Louis Varland went a career-long seven innings. He only threw 86 pitches in seven innings for that seven shutout innings of work. He's really peppering the strike zone there. And with the win, he is now 3-1 on the season for the Twins. Former Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland picking up the win last night for the Twins in Houston. Minnesota has won four of its last seven games. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's 8:21 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we have a traffic and weather update and the reasons that Speaker McCarthy failed in negotiations. That's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. And that's coming up next here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:30. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You're on the first day of the month. It is June 1st here on a Thursday morning. Currently, we have some scattered thunderstorms and light rain in the area. It is 70 degrees. A man who died after the bulldozer he was operating went into a Wichita lake has been identified. 52-year-old Mike Unruh of Mound Ridge was on a bulldozer that went into a neighborhood lake on the northwest part of town, the 2800 block of West Key West Court, late Tuesday morning. The bulldozer was located underwater, about 35 feet from shore. And within another half hour, rescue crews did find Unruh, but efforts to revive him failed. A 50-year-old hippopotamus at the Sedgwick County Zoo died on Tuesday.
Pudgy succumbed to ongoing health issues and declining mobility due to her advanced age. In recent years, keepers and veterinarians at SCZ had been providing specialized geriatric care to keep Pudgy comfortable and ensure she maintained a good quality of life. However, she recently took an obvious downturn, and it became clear that her pain was too difficult to manage. The very tough decision was made to compassionately and humanely euthanize her in order to prevent any suffering. Pudgy was born October 18, 1972, at Houston Zoo and has called Sedgwick County Zoo home since 1973, when she joined Hippo Sweetie Pie in the zoo's African Vilt habitat. The two have lived together at SCZ for the past five decades. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
At least three people killed. It's another Russian bombardment of Kyiv.
An 11-year-old girl and her mother are among the dead after a reported 17 drone and missile attacks damaged apartment buildings, a medical clinic, and a water pipeline. It happened, as is now routine in Ukraine's capital, in the early hours of the morning. Attacks have intensified in the last month, and while most missiles are shot down by much improved air defences, the debris can still cause significant harm. President Volodymyr Zelensky is in neighbouring Moldova, where European leaders are meeting at a castle just 12 miles from the Ukrainian border. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Weight loss surgery for kiddos and teenagers. It's becoming more common.
The rate of severe obesity in adolescents is on a steep increase, and many young people are increasingly going under the knife to literally cut the fat. According to new research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics, metabolic and pediatric surgeries among adolescents ages 10 to 19 jumped nearly 20% over a one-year period. Between 2020 and 2021, this is even as such surgeries for adults went down. An estimated 1 in 5 children under the age of 19 in the U.S. are obese. That's a 17% jump from 2016 and up from the 5% obesity rate in the 1970s. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children is set to be debated today before a federal judge who previously ruled the program illegal. Nine states claim that they incur hundreds of millions of dollars in health care, education, and other costs when immigrants are allowed to remain in the country illegally. And among those states that are part of that lawsuit, Kansas and Nebraska. Some Catholics from across the country are lining up in Missouri to observe the body of a nun who died 4 years ago.
Thousands of visitors flocked to Gower, Missouri to see and touch the body of Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster. The devout nun died 4 years ago at the age of 95. Yet her body, which was not embalmed and buried in a simple wooden coffin, appears to be in an unexpected state of preservation. The Catholic Church officially calls it incorrupt, meaning saved from normal decay. A nun from the order Sister Wilhelmina founded believes
that's just a sign that she was a very, very holy woman, and the Lord blessed her in her life and at death because she was faithful to her vocation.
Sister Wilhelmina's body is now being placed under a glass enclosure. The Catholic Church is not yet calling it a miracle, and it's not yet opened an investigation. Lauren Green, Fox News.
Hundreds of thousands of commemorative Maryland license plate include a website address linking to online gambling in the Philippines.
The plates, designed to commemorate the War of 1812, include a patriotic-sounding web address, but if you go to it, you find yourself at an online casino site based in the Philippines. Red-faced Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration officials say it's not something they endorse. They suspect that when the plates were first issued, it linked to a commemorative site, but that it was grabbed by the online casino when the renewal deadline was missed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's 8:35 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check our weather forecast getting into the month of June with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A lot of moisture is being drawn here into Wichita, and that will interact with a weak disturbance sliding our direction. We're already seeing some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms popping up. Those will increase in coverage as we go throughout the day. Breezy with a high 81. A few storms tonight, Tarlo 66. Showers and a few storms again Friday and 84. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, some scattered thunderstorms and light rain in the area. It is 70 degrees here on this Thursday morning, the 1st of June. It's 8:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. Hey, that's why it's called The Blur. And here is your proprietor for the day, Jad Chambers.
Well, some Sex and the City fans are rejoicing over a character's return to the show's reboot. Fox's Kirsten Goodwin explains what's happening.
Kim Cattrall will reprise her Sex and the City role of Samantha Jones in season 2 of And Just Like That, the Max revival of the hit HBO series. Variety reports she'll appear in a scene in the season finale, having a phone conversation with Sarah Jessica Parker's character, Carrie Bradshaw, but reportedly filming in New York City back in March without seeing or speaking with Parker on set. Cattrall had announced in 2016 she was done playing the character, leading to a rumored fallout with Parker. Showrunners had explained Samantha's absence in the spinoff by having her living overseas in London. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
That's the kind of stuff you got to do when someone's not on board for a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Guess she'll be back for a scene.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't think I've watched a second of that show, but there it is for fans of it. A smart device is losing some star power. Fox's Anna Eliopoulos with more.
Some of your favorite celebs will no longer live in your Alexa. Amazon announcing it is discontinuing sales of its celebrity voice add-on packs for its popular smart device. Samuel L. Jackson, Melissa McCarthy, and Shaquille O'Neal were able to tell jokes, give weather reports.
Today in Los Angeles, it's 85 degrees.
And more. Jackson's voice was discontinued as of last month, with McCarthy and Shaq's voice to say sayonara come the end of September. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Somebody should make a Steve McIntosh voice for an Alexa.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Just pay me to do it.
Sell like gangbusters. Hello. Yeah, that would actually be even funnier, I think.
Watch out for a county mountie.
Exactly. That'd be fantastic. It's what we need. Well, it was a big night on television on this night back in 2009. Conan O'Brien debuted as the host of NBC's The Tonight Show.
Yeah, I was watching.
I was, too. Yeah, it was a big night in television history because Jay Leno had been, you know, hosting that show for years. And then, yeah, it was his, of course, O'Brien was a guest on the previous host, Jay Leno's final Tonight Show. Got a little bit of that here. It's some good stuff.
You know, this is a compliment to you. I keep hearing over and over, because I've done about 800 interviews in the last 3 days. And all I keep hearing over and over again, which is a compliment to this man, big shoes to fill. You got big shoes to fill. Big shoes over and over.
But you have big shoes, look.
I have big shoes.
Those are big shoes.
But I realize, and it's over and over again, I went through this in 93 when I took over the late night show. Reporters were saying, big shoes to fill there, yeah. Because I was talking to reporters from the 1920s.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, give us a story. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, come on, assie. And and now I'm doing it again.
Right.
And I'm realizing I want to someday in my career, I want to try and fill little shoes.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
But it didn't last very long, did it?
No, it didn't.
Not really. It's not too bad. I was Team Coco on that whole thing.
Me too, because NBC just completely screwed it.
Yeah. Yeah, they entirely dropped the ball on that. I never really said this to anybody. I never found Jay Leno funny.
I didn't either.
And I thought Conan O'Brien was hilarious, so. Mm-hmm. But there it is, Conan
O'Brien.
I've
got a Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien t-shirt.
Really?
I wear proudly.
Cool. Was on this
didn't
day.
Even last for a year. I think it lasted like 6 months.
Yeah, and then they brought Leno back as like a stopgap thing that they started at 11:30 or some. I don't know. It was real bizarre how they handled all that, and it went very wrong. It was on this day in 1938, Ted, the very first issue of Action Comics featuring Superman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was published on this day in 1938.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Of course, that from the television show, but there you go. In 1938, the first issue of Action Comics. It was 1933 when Jerry Siegel wrote a short story called The Reign of the Superman, which was illustrated by his friend Joe Shuster and self-published in a science fiction magazine. They decided they were going to take the idea to a comic strip. Newspapers around the country did not take him up on that. They decided that they didn't like Superman, but eventually a co-owner of National Publications came across the comic strip and said, and told Siegel and Shuster that if they could turn the concept into 13 comic book pages, it could headline the very first Action Comics.
Bring it on.
Worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it sure did.
Turned into a huge franchise. So, yeah, first Superman comic, Action Comics number one. Released on this day in 1938. Today is the 49th birthday of singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette.
What? Really?
Yeah, 49. Canadian singer-songwriter began her career in Canada in the early 90s with two dance pop albums.
That's a lot of angst for a Canadian.
Yeah, she really wasn't that hard-hitting in Canada, but then in 1995, she released Jagged Little Pill, an alternative rock album, which sold more than 33 million copies globally. She got a Grammy Award for Album of the Year in 96. It's been made into a rock musical. In 2017, earned 15 Tony Award nominations, including Best Musical.
Realize that?
Yeah, happy birthday, Alanis Morissette, 49. Years old today. And also in the music world, and here we go. Guitarist and longtime Rolling Stones member Ronnie Wood celebrating
135 today.
76.
Oh, 76. Okay.
Yeah, 76.
I doubled it.
He joined the Rolling Stones in 1975 following the departure of Mick Taylor. He had been a member of the Jeff Beck group and played on some early solo records by Rod Stewart. So, yeah, Ronnie Wood, 76 years old today. It is also the birthday of original Hannibal Lecter actor, Brian Cox, 77 years old today, a classically trained Shakespearean actor. His many awards and nominations include, two Laurence Olivier Awards, Primetime Emmy, Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild Award, and a nomination for the British Academy of Television Award. In 2003, he was appointed to the Order of the British Empire at the rank of Commander, CBE. He He played Hannibal Lecter in Manhunter, which came out in 1986, 5 years before Anthony Hopkins portrayed that same character in Silence of the Lambs. Happy birthday to Brian Cox, 77 years old today. I actually have some Brian Cox as Hannibal Lecter.
I want you to help me, Dr. Lecter. It's about Atlanta and Birmingham.
Yes?
You read about it?
In the papers. I don't tear out the articles. I wouldn't want them to think I was dwelling on anything morbid. You want to know how he's choosing them, don't you?
I thought you might have some ideas.
Why should I tell you?
You get to see the file in this case. And there's another reason.
Pray tell.
Thought you might be curious to see if you're smarter than the person I'm looking for.
Then by implication, you think you're smarter than me since you caught me.
No. I know that I'm not smarter than you.
Then how did you catch me? Well,
you had disadvantages.
What disadvantages?
You're insane.
Yikes.
For Manhunter.
Yeah.
Brian Cox as Hannibal Lecter. I've also got another big birthday today in the acting world, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
86 years old
wow.
today. Yeah. 5 decades of his career, he's received multiple accolades, Academy Award, a Screen Actors Guild Award, Golden Globe Award, recipient of the Kennedy Center Honor in 2008, an AFI Lifetime Achievement Award in 2011, and the Cecil B. DeMille Award in 2012, Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award in 2018. He's only been nominated for 4 Oscars.
Really?
Yep, and he's only won one of those.
What?
Yeah. Care to guess which one?
I don't know.
Million Dollar Baby.
Huh.
Is the only Oscar he's got.
That would have taken me a long time to figure
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, it would have. One of his nominations was for his role as Otis Redding in The Shawshank Redemption.
I could see why some of the boys took him for snobby. He had a quiet way about him. A walk and a talk that just wasn't normal around here. He strolled like a man in a park without a care or a worry in the world. Like he had on an invisible coat that would shield him from this place. Yeah, I think it would be fair to say I liked Andy from the start.
Yeah.
He was so good in that.
Really was. Fantastic. I only wish that the place where I got the audio from that had the speech from the end about Pacific being as blue as it is in my dreams. That's really good stuff. Happy birthday, Morgan Freeman, 86 years
86.
Old.
86, good grief.
And that's all we have for The Blur.
What a legend, what a great voice. Thank you, Jad. More entertainment news in The Blur tomorrow at this same time. It is 8:46 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, a Wichita Business Journal update. We'll talk about Kansas being an expensive state to start a business. KNSS News Time, 8:46.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
.51 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update from the Wichita Business Journal is coming up. We'll tell you about the White House and House Republicans trying to reach a comprehensive agreement. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
After sailing through the House on a bipartisan vote, debt ceiling and budget cuts package now going to the Senate.
Two.
Vandals set fire to Wichita's Ailey swimming pool yesterday, causing $53,000 in damage, and the pool has to be closed now.
One.
Drivers at the North Junction got good news yesterday morning. The opening of the ramp from northbound I-135 to southbound I-235 up at the North Junction with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Three big things with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
And that ramp is open right now, and I've been kind of keeping an eye on it in traffic throughout the morning today and really haven't seen any huge backups right around there. I saw plenty of traffic this morning, but I didn't really see too many problems this morning. So looks like that already might be making a difference up there at the North Junction. Just continue to be aware we've got some more rain coming in. So roadway is going to be wet and slippery today in the Wichita area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, now with two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman, and now 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building there. Check it all out at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear, your home for complete car care.
And a look at our weather forecast here as we begin the month of June. Warm and humid this morning, and a high of 81 degrees today. Overnight low tonight down to 66. And then tomorrow on Friday, we're looking at a high of 84 degrees. There is a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms all day today, tonight, and tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, we do have scattered thunderstorms and light rain in the area. It is 70 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 81 today. Coming up after we're done here at Steve and Ted, it's time for the Glenn Beck program from 9 to 11 a.m. this morning. So stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Right away at 9 o'clock, special guest is Chad Robichaux, U.S. Marine Corps Force Recon veteran. He'll be talking about what is being done with all of the money we're sending to Ukraine. Could be really interesting stuff. That's coming up at 9 o'clock right here on the Glenn Beck program after Steve and Ted in the morning. Now it's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. A new research study putting Kansas at number 9 on a list of the most expensive states to start a business. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Simplify is a publication that shares how-to guides for small businesses, and it analyzed the most recent data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Small Business Administration, and Census Bureau. And this all included business, basic business costs, labor costs, worker availability, cost of space and utilities, as well as the health of the business environment in each state across the nation. Based on those factors, Simplify ranked Minnesota as the most expensive state where to start a business. Nevada was the least expensive. Kansas was not on the good side of this. 9th on the list of worst places to start a business. Business owners pay workers nearly $51,000 on average annually in the state of Kansas, according to the study. Despite weeks of negotiations, the White House and House Republicans were not able to reach a comprehensive agreement to overhaul environmental regulations and streamline federal permitting as parts of the budget deal. The measure fell short of the comprehensive overhaul that the White House was looking for. Still, expected to speed up infrastructure projects and limit reviews that have bogged down construction, President Biden has sought the changes to clear the way for clean energy initiatives to help reach his climate goals. However, the legislation has frustrated some environmentalists, especially because it advances construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which would carry natural gas through Appalachia. It's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal here this morning. We are already here into the month of June. It is Thursday, June 1st. The River Festival begins tomorrow and lasts for all next week, so we're looking forward to that. Great time in Wichita as everybody gets in kind of a different mood during River Fest. Kind of a big week out of the year.
It's always fun.
Yep. And KNSS and Odyssey Radio will be heavily involved with some things in the week to come. KNSS is one of the food court sponsors, so that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us here as we begin the month of June. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and then the Dana Show with Dana Lash, then the Sean Hannity Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.